Hey y'all, welcome to Sisters in a Glimpse. Two friends turn sisters, sharing glimpses of God's glory with all kinds of truth, laughter, really everything in between in the midst of this story we get to call life. Hello everybody.
Hey guys.
This is Abby.
And this is Megan.
And welcome to our second series episode. In our Fruit of the Spirit series. I think we're on episode 5 in season 2, but I know that this is part 2 of our Fruits of the Spirit.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I know it's part two.
It's been a week since we were able to record, so it feels like forever since we've sat down and done
Abby's been on vacation.
I was soaking in the sunshine, which was nice, but I'm super excited to be back. I've missed.
I know, it seems like forever.
It does seem like forever.
Okay, so tonight,
yes,
we are on the second part of Fruits of the Spirit, and yes. So that leads us into the next three fruits mm-hmm. that we want to discuss tonight. So yes. Last week we talked about love, peace, and joy. Mm-hmm. And this week we are talking about patience, kindness, and goodness.
Yes.
So we're going to start off yes. with patience. So, Abby.
Yes.
Do you want to start us off with patience?
I would love to start us off with patience. So a lot of times we think of patience as kind of, I was saying, like, there used to be a song. There's so many songs tied to so many things. But like, patience is waiting with a happy heart. It was totally against our human nature mm-hmm. to wait with a happy heart.
Mm-hmm.
No one likes to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And in our world today, mm-hmm. I mean, it our world serves an impatient heart,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
We've figured out how to have microwaves, which I love a microwave.
Don't.
you know, it's not...
Everything's faster.
Everything is faster. Fast food, uh-huh. fast cars, uh-huh. all the things. And so patience in regards to a fruit of the Spirit is being able to wait
mm-hmm.
with hope. Mm-hmm. And hope, where's our hope? Our hope is in the Lord,
mm-hmm.
right? To
mm-hmm.
wait upon the Lord and to have faith that he is going to bring his will to pass. And
mm-hmm.
so being patient, a lot of times, too, we can think of patience as not getting angry, right? Because mm-hmm. we think of
being slow to anger.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When we've lacked patience, mm-hmm. whenever we've just kind of flown off the handle and lashed mm-hmm. out at somebody. And that is losing patience.
Mm-hmm.
However, as I was kind of, you know, prepping for this, there were examples of patience in regards to the fruit of the Spirit, being able to wait in a way that honors the Lord. Like mm-hmm. when you're waiting on something, when you're desiring something that is of the Lord, and being able to wait with a trusting mind and a trusting heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something, honestly, that I never thought about, because mm-hmm. I've, in regards to like the fruits of the Spirit, I've always thought of patience as just being able to not get mad at somebody mm-hmm. whenever they take too mm-hmm. long, or not get mad at somebody whenever they say something that hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
That's always the context that I've thought of it.
Mm-hmm,
I had never thought of it in regards to being able to wait on the Lord himself
mm-hmm.
in a way that honors him,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, I haven't thought about that. What I was reading just here, it says, the Holy Spirit empowers believers to withstand challenging situations with perseverance and endurance.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think about what Abby just said, you know, oftentimes we think of that challenging situation as being something that makes you angry or that you lose your patience with. But sometimes a challenging situation would be to just wait.
Yeah.
Right. When we've been praying for something and we don't see it come to pass. And,
right.
and that can be a challenging situation, but the
Absolutely.
Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. the patience that is talked about here gives us the perseverance mm-hmm. and endurance
mm-hmm.
during those times
right.
where we're able, just like Abby said, to have that hope to keep going mm-hmm. in a way that honors the Lord
mm-hmm.
and keep doing the things, keep being faithful and honoring him in a way, even when we don't see what we want come to pass or we
right.
don't see the outcome that we want
yeah.
or that we desire.
Yeah.
And so that can mean in a lot of different ways
mm-hmm.
that very well can mean when you're in a situation with people who are, you know, you want to lose your cool on them because of things they're saying, things they're doing.
Yeah.
But it can also mean within yourself and waiting, just like Abby said, for something that you've been praying for.
Absolutely.
So I just love the way that that put that, that the Holy Spirit empowers believers to withstand challenging situations with perseverance and endurance.
Absolutely. It brings the verse to mind. I'm looking at it right here, but you know, Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, or in having patience, waiting patiently, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And so that's the patience piece right there, is, you know, that being able, and that only comes from the power of the Holy Spirit, to be able to wait well. Because oftentimes whenever we have to wait, we start spiraling and our thoughts start lying to us. The enemy starts using our thoughts against us. Our emotions start telling us certain things. And so being able to have that patience from the Holy Spirit, that can only be produced whenever we are tethered so tightly to the Lord, and our hope in Him and our trust in His character and our trust in what He's done in the past, and to be able to know what He's going to do in the future.
I also, as I was sitting here thinking about, I looked down at this verse. It's Ephesians 4, 1 through 2, and it says, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. And that's speaking to believers. And so when we think about the church body as a whole and walking through this journey with other Christians, a lot of times that's hard because the body is made up of so many different personalities and so many different temperaments and so many different gifts. And a lot of times when we are discipling others or we're walking alongside others in the church body, it would be easy to not be patient and kind and loving with people because they're different than you. And so I think that, you know, that's where it shows up again, is within the church body as we're walking along other believers in this walk that we're on.
We'll move into our next
two fruit. We're going to kind of group them together.
These will kind of be, they're going to be separate, but they are very similar. And to be totally honest, I had to look up like the exact differences because a lot of times we don't distinguish the differences between kindness and goodness because they sound so similar. And a lot
and
of times
similar.
In conversation, you can use them interchangeably, but they are similar, but they're different. And they are their own fruits. And so we'll start with kindness first. And whenever I was using good old Google, I looked up just the differences, and I found this chart, and it gave kindness versus goodness. And their definition for kindness, it is the quality of being generous, considerate, and friendly. And so qualities associated with this would be able to show generosity, to show care, and the opposite of kindness would be cruelty. And then, you know, how does this show up in our actions? It mainly involves being generous and considerate and helping others. And so when we think of what it means to be kind, I think, you know, in regards to the fruits of the Spirit, we're very selfish people. And so without the help of the Holy Spirit, we don't want always to be kind, especially to people that we don't love. And so that goes back to all of the fruits kind of work
together,
because it goes back to the love of, we are told in the Lord's word to love everyone, and to show love to everyone. And so from that stems kindness and showing care for everyone, whether you quote unquote like them or not. You don't really get a say in the matter, because we are commanded to show that kindness, show that generosity to everyone.
Makes me, while we're talking about this and I'm listening to you, I just automatically thought of Jesus washing feet. And I thought of him washing Judas's feet and giving him, you know, breaking bread with him, knowing that he would betray him, knowing what was coming, but the kindness
yeah.
of our Lord
yeah.
Still to love him mm-hmm. and to show kindness to him mm-hmm. regardless of what Judas was about to do.
Absolutely.
And there was a post I'd read one time. This a mom had made this post on Facebook, and she said whenever she feels like she's not being kind to her children, mm-hmm. she will get them and put them on the counter and start washing their feet
oh, wow.
like Jesus. And huh. and something about being a servant
yeah.
and doing that act of kindness mm-hmm. like restores her heart for her children and yeah. makes her want to be kind to them.
Yeah, yeah. And it makes you think of too, I mean, in his great kindness, in mm-hmm. the Lord's great kindness, he offered us salvation,
mm.
right?
Yep.
Like he put his son
that's
on the cross.
Out of his kindness.
For us, yeah. out of his kindness mm-hmm. and out of his mercy. And so, and who are we? We are
right.
we are nothing. I mean, we are his children, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. And we are his prized possession, yes. Mm-hmm. But we are also sinners.
Mm-hmm.
And so in his great kindness, in his example of kindness, he showed that love, that care.
While we were still sinners.
While we were still mm-hmm. sinners. Absolutely. It makes me think of Ephesians. There's a verse, Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, mm-hmm. tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also forgave you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to, it's that state of humility, mm-hmm. right? Knowing mm-hmm. that we are all, the ground is level at the foot of the cross,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there is no one who we would be able to rightfully mm-hmm. say, oh, well, you don't deserve kindness.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I don't deserve kindness. But in God's
Absolutely.
Great mercy, he is giving me kindness. Mm-hmm. And so because he did that for me, I am to show that example to you, just like you said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think of the word compassion, mm-hmm. having compassion on others and wanting to show kindness to others out of that compassion, just as God has shown us.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so moving into goodness, read what you have on this chart you have looked
okay.
up for us.
Yes, so goodness, the definition is, it is the quality of being virtuous or morally good. Qualities associated would be integrity, honesty, and uprightness. The opposite of goodness is evil, and it involves being righteous in action or doing what is right.
So this obviously has to come out of the Holy Spirit, because yeah. all humans are evil at heart, mm-hmm. wicked at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so to show goodness, it can only come from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And so Abby said it's to be upright in heart, it's to be morally good, mm-hmm. but then from that,
right.
you also show actions of
right.
goodness.
You're
and
standing
do,
on that.
Do good works because of that goodness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whenever I read that definition, it made me think of, you know, being in the world but not of the
mm-hmm,
world.
Mm-hmm.
And which led me to Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God,
mm-hmm.
what is good and acceptable and perfect. And how are we renewed mm-hmm. within our mind? We are renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. by His Word. His Word refreshes us. It refuels us. It refills us. And so, it is that being connected to Him that puts us inside mm-hmm. of His will, mm-hmm. which allows us to do those good things and mm-hmm. to live rightly before Him.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing, you know, whenever we were talking before we started, just about the differences and everything, you know, a lot of people can do good works,
mm-hmm.
right? There are good actions.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that the world would classify as quote unquote good.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something, I think that something that causes this to be different, and causes the fruit of the Spirit to be so powerful, is that it is doing good, with eternity in mind,
mm-hmm.
right? So doing good things mm-hmm. that are impacting eternity,
mm-hmm.
And not just, you know, not just making a lot of money, not
right.
just doing something because you know it's the right thing to do, but like you were standing on God's word, you're standing on His commandments,
mm-hmm.
And you're doing things knowing that it's going to honor Him and it's going to please Him.
Because He says that it's good.
Right.
We want to do good works and we want to be pleasing to the Lord.
Yes.
And to do good works, we have to do what is pleasing to the Lord.
Yep.
And to know what is pleasing to the Lord, we have to be, again, back to episode or this, you know, part one of this, mm-hmm. be rooted in the Word,
mm-hmm.
be rooted in Jesus. I think, you know, when we think about it, the fruit of the Spirit, it's one Spirit, and these are, you know, the characteristics of Jesus that we see in Jesus. And I think going back to the Gospels and just reading about Jesus and how he interacted with people, he, obviously he was filled with the Spirit because he is our Lord, he is our Savior. Him, the Spirit, Father God are one God. And so he could not help but do all of these things, all of these fruits. Personified Jesus. And so when we go back to the Word and we read the Gospels and read who Jesus was and how he treated people and how he was good, how he was kind, how he was patient, all of those things, when we know that, then it makes us want to do those good things, to be pleasing to him and to be conformed to his image.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's one more verse that I want to share, speaking of the Gospels, Matthew 5:15-16. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. And so, you know, the good works comes from the light. What is the light? Who is the light? Well, it is the Holy Spirit within us. Mm-hmm. And so when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, when and that is when the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us and gives us the ability to produce these fruits, we are able to do those good works. And we don't want to hide those things. And so we want to live in a way that honors the Lord, to do those good things, not because the world says to do them, but because we know it's pleasing to the Father. Mm-hmm. We know that it's impacting eternity, but also knowing that it fully comes from the power of the Holy Spirit within us.
Right, right. So we just want to encourage you to remember that when you're rooted in Jesus, remember in John 15:4 or 15:5 that we read last week, that when you are connected to the vine, you will bear fruit. Mm-hmm. And so when we are connected to Jesus, when we are connected to the Word, we can't help but bear these fruits because the Holy Spirit lives within us. And when we are renewing our mind within the Word, these fruits will come out of us. Absolutely. We will produce fruit.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, guys. So, oh, it's my turn.
It's your turn to have a favorite.
Oh, it's my favorite. And I didn't come prepared for a favorite.
It's okay.
What is my favorite right now?
Yeah.
Catch
us on the fly, guys.
Yeah, so catching me on the fly. Okay, so my favorite right now, as I'm looking at my
songs.
Okay, good books. Nope. Okay. I hope I haven't done this one before. Okay, and this is probably a really old song.
It's okay.
Okay, but it's called Egypt, and it's from Corey Asbury. Mm-hmm. Is that how you say his last name?
Yeah,
I love him. Okay, so look that song up. Sorry, guys, I was not prepared for my favorite tonight.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Spontaneous.
It is spontaneous. But yes, this song I listen on repeat a lot, and I think it's an old song, but it is so, so good.
Yeah.
And just listen to the words of the song.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gives you chills.
Good deal.
Okay, guys.
Alrighty. We will be back next week with our final part three, the final three fruits of the Spirit. And as always, we thank y'all so much for listening and hope y'all have a wonderful rest of the week.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Love y'all.